and Kathy Dawesnell, along with Manhattan Building official Brad Clausen. We welcome you. We don't have a lot of time left, but I know Cowboy Chicken sounds like they're going to be opening up very soon.
Yeah, thanks, and appreciate the time. You're right. We just printed the certificate of occupancy today, I think, in fact, this morning for Cowboy Chicken over, which is over near Target over in that complex. And so not sure yet their exact opening date, but they've been cleared through us to open. So I would guess here pretty shortly on that.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah. What other things do we have going? I see several little red arrows down your list.
So. Yeah, I always have to bring a list now because there's so much stuff that I don't remember at all otherwise. But, you know, kind of sticking with the restaurants thing, we've now gotten plans for both the Raising Cane's and the Panera, which are going to go side by side out where the old Sirloin Stockade was. And that's pretty noticeable if you drive Highway 24 out that way. The Sirloin Stockade's been demolished. It's gone. And now they've started some site preparation work for those two structures that are going to go there. So that's, again, going to, I think, be a, you know, nice addition to that part of town out there with all the new building that's gone on right there with Academy and some of the other stores that are adjacent to that now. Really looking pretty good right in that part of town. So,
very good.
Otherwise, just again, lots of other stuff. We've got, you know, we've always got little infill stuff that I call it, that where folks are moving into existing spaces and or existing buildings. And for instance, out in West Loop, the UPS store moved down the way from where they were to a new space, and where they were is going to be Smoothie King, it's called. We're still in, kind of in the middle of the plan review process for that. So there's a permit we issued recently over in at Laramie Plaza over by Aggieville called Glacier Roll, which I think is an ice cream store. So,
boy, we got chicken and ice cream coming.
I know. Yeah. What two better things?
Exactly.
So, you know, lots of that kind of stuff still going on or upcoming. Maybe we haven't permitted it yet, but it's still in the works for sure. So, you know, construction moves on, actually. The commercial side of things has been reasonably good, I think, this year. You know, we've got several things, some things that may not get permitted till after the first of the year. But
should we take a phone call?
Yeah,
real
sure,
quickly
absolutely.
Before we get another one, go ahead, please, with your question or comment for Manhattan Building official Brad Clausen.
Yeah, you're talking about all the infill and such, and Lyle Butler gets on and tells about all the new buildings, all the new businesses. How much vacant space do we have in this community, percentage-wise, of overall? We've got Ray's Apple Market. We've got a lot of stuff in Candlewood. Stuff all over town, down in Aggieville, downtown, brand new stuff's never been leased. We talk about all the stuff we're doing. Where are we going?
Yeah, that's probably a question a little over my area. You know, we work with the permits for the people that want to go in those spaces. I would add, though, that, you know, some of the spaces I was talking about are infill of existing spaces. So, you know, the Glacier Roll, for instance, is an existing space in a building that's been there for quite a while down near Aggieville. So, you know, as we go, some of those spaces get used. You mentioned Ray's Apple Market. I know the one on the west side still empty, but the old Ray's on the east side on Leavenworth is actually now a Via Christi occupancy in there. I think it's part of their rehabilitation services, but they've really, you know, spruced that building up. It looks very nice now. So, you know, we see some of that, but I'm not sure, and I'm sorry, I probably can't answer your question as to how much vacant space is out there. I know, you know, there's always some.
And appreciate the call, 537-1350, and it is something to think about.
Yeah.
I guess we're a little bit limited on time. Any other projects we want to talk about briefly?
Well, yeah, you know, a few other things. There's the new apartment building at Bluemont and 12th Street that's under construction. That's very evident if you drive by it. It's up out of the ground now, so that's moving along pretty well. I mentioned before the call about some things that we may not permit till after the first of the year, maybe, but that we're in the process now. There's the Wildcat Golf and Fitness is going to do a pretty big addition to their building out in Annenberg Park out there. There's a new a church building that's kind of in the planning stage right now, plan review stage, that's out in Colbert Hills area on Grandmere Parkway, just right across from the Grand Champions addition. So lots of stuff coming up, really. And, you know, as I said, we'll just keep on building right through the winter, I think.
Very good. I know you did want to mention the Snow Partners program today, too, because believe it or not, we already had snow on Halloween.
It's not that far
before we get a lot more, probably.
We did, and you're right. It was Halloween seems like we get snows every so often. We've had some big ones before, in fact. Yeah, the City Snow Partners program is something that was started a few years ago here, and it takes volunteers and pairs them up with people who aren't able for whatever reason to shovel their sidewalks and things like that when we get a big snowfall. So my wife and I have volunteered for that since it's been started, actually. And, you know, it's a good thing if you're able and you can get out and do it and help some of the other citizens who can't. If you go to the city's webpage, I think there's some info on there about it. Or if you call the city manager's office, you could either sign up as a volunteer, or if you're needing assistance in that respect for when it does snow, please let us know so we can get you teamed up with somebody.
It definitely is helpful, too, because there's people that it's very difficult. And you might remind us, too, of the regulations a little bit that way, what you're supposed to do.
From a volunteer standpoint anyway, really you're just, once you sign up for it, you're assigned at least one address. Sometimes, I think last year we had two, actually, but which was no big deal. But after that, you just have to make sure you get out there within about 36 hours is a city ordinance. You have to get sidewalks cleared after the snow quits. So if you can get out there the following day, that's great. And just clear the public sidewalks. You really don't have to do any more than that. We actually always shovel the driveway and the sidewalk up to the house because the family that we do it for is, they wouldn't get out otherwise. But
well, thanks so much for the information.
You bet.
We may need to get you on again in the next few weeks since
we have
a whole lot of time today. Brad Clausen with us today, Manhattan Building Official, and you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.